Keith Graham now. Keith.
Yeah, thanks. I wanted to pick up the question of video, and I'd be interested to hear how important people think use of video might be. I mean, I appreciate it's something that's not available for everybody. But Howard's made the point, it is more and more difficult to get people to come to physical meetings. And I mean, that's just a reflection of what's happening in the world at large. And it's pretty evident that people are going to be living more of their lives online. I mean, not just in the current circumstances, but in general. And I mean, the thought that strikes me is that the use of video does bring us a step nearer to real face-to-face contact. And I wonder, therefore, whether we shouldn't think more systematically and more seriously about using it, and not just because we're all such beautiful specimens. Thank you.
Paddy, are you interested in saying a word on this?
Well, video is something we've talked about for years and years in the party, and when we, you know, every time the subject comes up, well, I think we all agree, you know, yes, we should be doing videos, but, you know, for one reason or another, it never seems to happen. There was a video that we issued, wasn't there, a few years ago, that we got a professional company to do, a design company, a so-called whiteboard video, which is really good. It was very short. It was about 5 minutes. And I think considering the mileage we get out of short videos like that, you know, I think the $5,000 or whatever it was that we spent on it was probably money well spent when you consider what we would spend on, say, an average election campaign. You know, if we were to think about putting money into short videos, whiteboard videos like that, you know, we can get around the problem of members who worry that they're not photogenic enough and this kind of thing. You know, get professional companies to do it. I think we could go quite a long way with that, but it does involve being able to break down the party case into sort of bite-sized chunks that we can then convey in a really clear, logical and sequential way. And we haven't really done the work on that aspect of it. So in the technical aspects of doing videos, if we hired professional companies to do it, is the easy bit. Even writing the script would be fairly easy once we've got the rational, modular approach to the party case nailed down. I think that's the theoretical side of it that I think we haven't done any work on, and that's what we really would need to do.
Thanks, Paddy. Is it back to you, Keith? Yeah, I've got another queue in the speaking queue.
Yes, please. If I could just comment briefly on that. That's all of that is really, really helpful stuff from Paddy. Just to clarify, I mean, I had in mind not just making videos in that way, but using video in our own communications. And for instance, my branch, Southwest Regional Branch, has meetings on Zoom, so that we're present visually as well as in audio, and I find that's more substantial and more useful. And the same would go for the things like the summer school. I mean, it would it'd be one step nearer to the real world if we could see each other. And I appreciate that that's not available for everybody.
Mike Foster,
I sort of spend quite a lot of time, you know, just sitting on YouTube and, you know, sort of seeing what recommendations come up. You know, obviously, you know, it sort of links into things that it thinks you might be interested in based on sort of previous choices. And I've noticed a lot of what comes up, and it's a bit of a sort of guilty pleasure of mine, is these videos by sort of libertarians in America who are often sort of bashing the left and. A lot of it sort of picking holes in left-wing arguments. So, but they're very watchable. You know, they're often quite short. They're presented by someone who's usually quite articulate, quite witty. Some of them are sponsored. You know, so you've got that consideration. but it's a method that sort of seems to work if you sort of judge by the number of subscribers to those channels or the number of likes. I'm sure a lot of it is sort of preaching to the converted, and but it also seems to suggest maybe more so in America and Canada that there's a surge in popularity of sort of right wing libertarians than maybe otherwise I would have assumed there are. I'm not necessarily suggesting we sort of borrow their format, because I'm not quite sure if we've got the sort of the capabilities at the moment, but there does seem to be a sort of a popular format on YouTube of, you know, someone speaking to the camera, you know, perhaps putting in the occasional clip or the something to illustrate what they're saying, and it's usually commenting on something that's in the news or something else that's otherwise happened. But yeah, I'd like to think that's something we can sort of aspire to, you know, that kind of YouTube channel where that there's a new post every few days or a week or so that talks for 5-10 minutes on a particular theme, but in a sort of accessible jokey way, not just sort of quoting sort of old dogma or anything like that. But yeah, I think that seems to be where a lot of stuff on YouTube is at the moment, sort of short talks, which are very opinionated. It's more opinion than sort of theory, I suppose, although I don't know if maybe that's something to sort of have on the back burner maybe for a time when we have the kind of resources. But yeah, I'd say yeah, YouTube videos is definitely a way to go.
Paddy, back to you.
Yeah, just a couple of points, actually. Regarding the video that Keith was talking about on Zoom, I don't know if everybody here realises you can do this on here. There is a video facility. All you need to do is turn it on. The fact that we tend not to is, I think, more a fairly quickly established tradition, because Discord, originally it was sound only. But they added the video function a month or so back, so you know, you can see it at the bottom of your screen on the left-hand column. You just need to turn it on. I don't, because I don't have a webcam on my computer. But those of you who've got webcams, feel free to put them on and display your lovely face to the world. The other point I wanted to make is in regard to what Mike was just saying about libertarians. Well, it actually happens that I'm in the process at the moment of setting up a debate on another site, another Discord site, Blue Politics, which, by the way, I think I forgot to mention the potential in Discord for outreach to other Discord platforms. So we're just in the process of setting up a debate with a right-wing libertarian YouTuber on Blue Politics, which Bill Martin has very kindly and possibly foolishly agreed to take part in, represent us. That's if he manages to sort out his microphone problem, of course. So that's something to look out for in the near future.
Okay. I noticed that, is it Jordan and Joel have switched their video on just to show, presumably, that it does work if we want to actually watch one another, see one another's faces rather than just hear our voices. Fine. Okay. Yeah. It's something that's no doubt worth thinking about for the future.
Can I be heard now?
Bill, I can hear you now. Great. Would you like to...
I don't know what... I got rid of noise suppression and that seems to let me back on. Brilliant. So, just one thing about video, obviously, is a lot of my work system that we use similar to this, to Microsoft Teams, we don't do video because it increases the bandwidth and therefore the internet costs for other people. So I think not doing video is probably a better option here. I just wanted to say earlier that we need to take into account that we have come a very long way in a very short space of time, and we should talk about our accomplishments with the technology. And the fact that we have moved very much from, when I first started organising things, it was very still heavily paper-based systems 20 years ago and this sort of thing. And that the technology has filtered through. When I first started with the party, it was almost impossible. You know, you have to go to your local Oxfam to find a Marxist text somewhere. Now we've got the Marxist Internet Archive all over the place. And these resources that are put up by other people are available and should help us with our member education. But what I wanted to talk about was podcasts and so the capacity to have an online radio station. Because I've talked about, you know, the idea that we should have some sort of internet web-based radio station. And theoretically, we have enough talks now. If we could stream them somewhere or get them all up on a podcast service, we could have someone that could basically spend 24/7 for a whole week or so just listening to our material. And that it should be relatively easy. I mean, you know, video aside, to produce audio that can go out. And that may be the longer form, so short videos backed up by longer audio. But the content capacity is there, and we could have our own rival to Radio 4 or the like.
Thanks, Bill. Addy, back to you.
Just very quickly, just to back up what Bill was saying there. I mean, we've been recording short talks on Discord and Friday night talks for the last couple of months, and this has meant that Discord has become a web content creator. Unfortunately, I had to stop uploading recordings to the website because it ran out of space. But as I mentioned before, I think that problem is being resolved, so we can continue to use Discord as a content creator. So, and I know for a fact I've been contacted by members across the world who say they really enjoyed listening to the recordings, and they couldn't attend the meetings because of time zone differences, and so they really did enjoy listening to those meetings, and it gave them a sense of connection that they couldn't have otherwise. So that's another aspect of the thing that I forgot to mention is incredibly useful. And also the podcast thing, we're mooting the idea of getting writers for the Socialist Standard to actually record their articles as podcasts. So far we've got some writers are sort of amenable to the idea, others are a bit sort of more lukewarm about it. We're hoping that that may be a way to go. We can have an audio standard, you know, a sort of because we know that talking books are hugely popular amongst people, and so we think a talking standard might be the way to go as well.
Thanks, Paddy. Jordan, over to you again.
Yo, that is exactly what was my idea. Like, I had an idea. Like, okay, what if we? Because you can release stuff for like podcast episodes, like free through this thing called Anchor. So I was like, what if like we had some people, cause you guys obviously know who the CPGB is, but they have a lot of their articles on a SoundCloud page. So I saw that. And I was like, yo, but like SoundCloud is kind of dead. So I was like, what if we did that and like released it through like Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts. I listen to Google Podcasts a lot. So I just think that would be really cool. Like I think podcasts are really cool. And then also another idea was like, what if we had some people just record some of those articles into like talks on YouTube? That was like another idea of mine. So it's cool to see you guys have been talking about that, because like I've watched a lot of YouTube too. So I think that's really the biggest way people consume these things nowadays, is like probably podcasts and video, you know, versus just reading, which sucks. But yeah.
Thanks, Jordan. That's you, Paul.
My turn.
Just backing up what everyone else was saying there. SPGBFM, it's got a certain ring to it. I think it would be an absolutely splendid idea. I really do. I use audiobooks more out of necessity rather than out of luxury or pleasure. And I think a lot of people would otherwise, rather than, you know, sometimes, you know, people just can't be bothered picking up a newspaper or a magazine or a journal. But, you know, the thought of just sitting, having a relax, even last thing at night when you're settling down for bed, press a button and let the whatever tool you're using just read out to you. It's a real pleasure. And I really think we've really hit the spot there. We should be using technology to our advantage, and that's just one way of doing it. So, yeah, sorry about all that noise in the background. I just wanted to add my little Tuppence worth to that.
That's Paul. Richard Botterill. Go on.
Hi, just a simple question for Paddy, and he's talking about this whiteboard video. Was that the video that was broadcast on TV for the European elections in 2014? If so, well, I did like that very much. Is it the same one you talked about earlier?
I did.
I think so. I think we've only got one whiteboard video, so that must be it. As I say, it was only an introductory thing, sort of 4 or 5 minutes long. I think the idea was to, you know, follow it up with a whole suite of videos. But, you know, again, it was an initiative that didn't get followed up.
I thought that was very good because it was free of jargon, really. It's quite simple. And with all the standard party political broadcasts that are going out, you had something that was completely different, which just seemed to be, you know, ordinary, well, since that would be, but normal, everyday people you might meet in the streets talking calmly but clearly about how we want to change the world, basically. But it was done in a way that is so entirely different from what everything else that is coming out, which is, no, vote for us and we'll fix everything. And, I think it would be great if we could do another one, update it a little bit, and basically a series of them. But I saw that as there's a very good response to that, I believe, with inquiries to the party. And it's a good example of the sort of thing we need to produce. Thanks.
No one else in the speaking queue for the moment, so perhaps I could just make a couple of points that have occurred to me as people have been speaking and mentioning various things. The first one, the website. I mean, an enormous amount of work has gone in to the website on the part of certain members. And, you know, we need to be eternally grateful to them for that. But, you know, I wonder whether people have ideas about, you know, how the website can be made more attractive. Paddy brought up this, you know, this idea of a funnel rather than a straw. How can we do that? Not sure. And the other thing is the Facebook page, which isn't very much frequented by members, as far as I can see. I mean, occasionally members put things on and others add things and so on. But more often than that, it's non-party members putting things on, which sort of makes me bristle a bit because you get sort of, you know, Labour Party members putting things on and asking us to support. And I think, you know, what right have they got to put things on our website? Of course they have. But then, you know, that may be an opportunity, a way of putting our case in response to what they say. Occasionally members do that, but and I've done that occasionally, but not very often. I don't know if people have ideas on, you know, how we can develop that kind of thing. Okay, we've now got Malcolm again, Malcolm Mackay. Carry on, Malcolm. Can't hear you for the minute, Malcolm.
I don't know why, you're supposed to be unmuted. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yeah.
I was just backing up what you were saying about my Facebook page, actually. Really, about kind of Labour Party and non-party members. You can go on our Facebook pages. There's a few pages. And there seems to be very little activity for party members. I mean, we all post links to news articles and that, but I think we should really rethink it. So there's more of the party case on it rather than non-party, like, kind of links to newspapers and, as you were saying, Labour supporters. And I think it needs a rethink, and we need to have a serious discussion about where we're going with it, really. That's it.
Thanks, Malcolm. Any further ideas maybe about the Facebook page among people who are, you know, involved in running it, setting it up, etc.?
I think that the Facebook page does need updating. And so to have someone as an administrator to update this way, we can keep it updated frequently.
Kevin, to speak, you need to actually put a message in the speaking queue. It's okay, we did hear you there, but you know, put a message in the speaking queue. It makes things easier. Anybody else? Mike?
Yeah, I mean, it was. I suppose it was just so that we, you know, a lot of good ideas have been bounced around. So yeah, we need to make sure, you know, we sort of follow through on them after today. So yeah, we've had, you know, sort of talk about you know, sort of real time jumping onto messaging boards, you know, the BBC Have Your Say ones or newspaper ones. And yeah, that's something maybe we could, I think there was talk about it before, of, you know, having a sort of an occasional slot on Discord for an hour or so where, you know, whoever wants to join in, you know, sort of joins in, and then, you know, everyone sort of pounces on a particular message board. So, yeah, maybe that could be arranged as another Discord event. And, of course, yeah, look, we've had other discussions about podcasts or a radio channel, you know, perhaps reading articles from the Standard. So yeah, I suppose I just wanted to sort of put out the reminder that we've got a few ideas here that we want to make sure, you know, we carry on and we look into further. I know that requires, you know, time and effort and keeping the motivation running, but yeah, maybe as a, you know, something to come out of this session, and I say that a lot of good ideas, maybe yeah, put something else on Discord as a follow-up so that we can you know, sort of carry it on afterwards.
Joy?
Hi. I just wanted to say that the BBC quite often are asking people for ideas on various programmes. Recently, Woman's Hour, don't laugh please, wanted people to write in and say, have they got an idea of something that they'd like to discuss? And I did write an email. I got the Standard reply, obviously, thanks for your email, suggesting that they could have somebody on to talk about socialism, basically. And there are other platforms, such as programmes like The Untold, where they take a very sort of obscure story that's happening in somebody's life and follow it up. And, you know, if we could propose to Radio 4, say, who do make this sort of programme, something about the party. I don't know what format it would take, but it would be really interesting. In fact, the letter that I wrote to Feedback said, why don't you do something a bit more radical? You know, this is all stuff that we've heard before, churning out the same old rubbish. That's it, really.
Thanks, Joy. Anyone else, any ideas on maybe using the BBC or something around that? We've got Alan or Janet.
Yeah, it's Janet. I'm no good with, couldn't help anything at all about YouTube and those sort of things. But one of the things that someone's idea came up, struck me about audio books or audio articles, not just that, like, for instance, current articles that we have, but when you think what a wonderful reservoir of stuff that we've got for more than 100 years, people, I'm sure, could pull out ones that they feel are the really important, significant ones for various times. And, yeah, I'm sure some of us would could do the recording of them so that they could go up. I think that would be a really good idea. You know, a number of people were saying they like the idea of listening rather than reading. Yeah, that's my little bit.
Thanks, Janet. Paddy?
Yeah, I just wanted to reiterate something that about the Discord committee that exists to, you know, sort of manage the site. I just wanted to reiterate that this is an open platform for all members to use. It's not centralised through the committee. Members can organise their own things on there. As you can see from the branch channels, you know, we've got several branches organising their own meetings on in their own branch channels. And I wonder if there's a sense in which there's a kind of expectation that events have to be channeled through the Discord committee, that committee sets things up for members. That's not the case. We want members really sort of want to get the idea that they can use the Discord for whatever purposes they want, set up whatever groups they want in it, organise any activity they want. So for example, the thing that we were talking about before, the BBC feedback session, any members can sort of coordinate together to meet on Discord to sort that out. That doesn't need to be a kind of, as it were, in quotes, official event. Just go and do it.
Thanks, Paddy. Any more? I wonder if it's coffee and biscuits time. If nobody else wants to make any further contributions. Kevin, you are right. We've got Malcolm now. Malcolm, not hearing. You need to unmute, Malcolm.
I've got to go through a couple of screens to unmute in this stupid tablet. It was just a question, really, sort of regarding technology, so forth. I was under the impression the conference and this were both getting recorded and would maybe be put up somewhere. Is that a false impression?
How do you know about that?
Yeah, they are being recorded and they will be put up on the website. But as I mentioned earlier, the website had a bit of a critical issue when it ran out of space recently. So work is underway to expand space. The Internet Committee has recovered quite a lot of space already, and more is in the offing. So hopefully this won't be a problem in the future, and we will resume uploading stuff to the website in the near future, including these talks and also conference.
Thanks, Paddy. Kevin, do you want to speak? I see you unmuted, although you've not put anything in the speaking queue.
Yeah, I don't know quite how you get something in the speaking queue yet.
Don't worry.
Okay. Just me,
right.
Yeah, when this COVID thing is over and we can get back to meeting again, I think it'd be a really good idea if we could have, say, a series of maybe 3 or 4 hours a day over maybe 3 or 4 days over a month, where we have the front door open and we put a big banner up on the window and it says, please come in and discuss your politics against socialism. And we could have some of our best speakers and we will give these people time to air their views, and we will try to turn them, into seeing their politics in a completely different way. I'll be quite happy to supply all the cakes and all the teas for these venues.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed the amount of people looking, and it makes me think that a lot of people would like to come in if the door was open and a big sign up outside saying, welcome, please come in, have a chat, coffee, tea, cakes, biscuits, blah blah blah, and then it would be a sort of very soft approach to it.
Just to say, for people who are on a different continent and don't know, head office is in the Clapham area of London, and when Kevin talks about opening the door, he's talking about physically opening the door to head office for people to come in. Sorry, I don't know whether that clarification is necessary, but just in case. Okay,
yeah.
George,
You know, this is Jim Brooke. Kevin's using my sort of computers because he hasn't got one. So, but we're both sharing. I think Kevin's coming down about 3:30 today. So, yeah, so we could basically open the door instead of it being, you know, being on the buzzer and all these things, which are a good thing to have. We just have a, you know, wedged open door, possibly for about 2 or 3 hours on the same day each week for a month, so people would know, preferably around lunchtime, maybe between 11 and, say, 2. It seems to be that's the period when there's a lot of young people walking up and down the street. Yeah, you know, maybe it's something that, you know, we could actually do.
Okay, Jordan?
Yeah, I like the idea. I definitely would love to see debates. I just... That would be dope. Left comms are like starting to become more of a predominant thing on like Twitter and like Instagram and stuff. So I think it would be really cool to see like just like a lot of like SBG people kind of challenge left comms on some of their beliefs. A lot of them, you know, because they're one big one I didn't know is because I like briefly read up on left comms and didn't really know some of the bigger disagreements. So I read like I listened to some debate you guys had with CWO. And I thought it was really cool to find out that they don't believe in voting, which is explains why so many of the people I follow who are left comms are like, don't vote, don't vote. Well, I didn't know that was like a big contentious issue for us. But like, yeah, just like just it's debating on issues like that would be really interesting to see, because I don't think that they've heard like the idea of, you know, being pro, like not necessarily pro reforms, but like not necessarily against them either, you know? Like, they, a lot of them don't consider that. They just pretty much see any voting as parliamentarianism. And like, they're all like super, like, I would say vanguardist to some extent, like, and like Lenin stands and stuff. And, yeah, I think it'd just be really cool to see a lot more debates happen with them.
Thanks, Jordan. Well, Paddy, perhaps it's time for you to say a few words of summing up if you want to, we're sort of getting up towards 11:30 anyway, which was probably the when we were expecting to sort of finish this session. But there's nobody in the speaking queue, so perhaps Paddy, do you want to say a few words to conclude?
Okay. Well, I think that's been a useful discussion, really interesting discussion. Some good ideas coming out there. The important thing now, I think, is to not leave it there, but to take it further so that there is actually concrete outcomes to some of these ideas. So what I think we could do in the future is pursue some of these ideas through our established FAQ sessions, possibly, on Discord. And with a view to setting up kind of spontaneous working parties, not committees as such, anything as formal as that, but sort of groups of people who might be interested in getting together to work on these ideas and develop them. So the activities that we suggested, also maybe putting together a kind of informal programme of activities that new members can get involved in, that we can then perhaps, I don't know what Mike Foster thinks about this, but put that as a sort of appendix to the existing new members handbook that he's just rewritten. So that's what I would like to see in the future, that members get creative, basically, with this new platform. We don't know where it can go, and we still don't really know what we can do with it. But the more we get involved with it and, coordinate amongst ourselves, I think the more that we can get the best out of it. And that should be good for us in the future. And that's all I've got to say, I think.
Thanks, Paddy.
Thank you, Paddy.
And thanks again for standing in so effectively at such short notice.